Let's dive right in. Today in New York, a significant investment promises to reshape the city's housing landscape.
I'm Leah, and welcome to Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett, coming to you from New York, New York.
And I'm Garrett. All right, let's set the stage for this one. First up, New York State is investing $50 million in modular housing to combat the affordable housing crisis. This is part of the state budget aiming to provide affordable homeowners solutions. Modular homes involve construction in factories, which could mean faster and cheaper building, right? But there's been some pushback, especially from trade unions.
That's so wild. I mean, I get the benefits like reducing timelines and costs, but on and past hiccups like Brooklyn's B2 Tower, remember that? I'm kind of skeptical.
Yeah, totally. The B2 Tower was a fiasco, but hey, take places like Finland and Sweden where modular construction is successful. They might be onto something. What do you think about that?
Let's unpack this. It's true, over 45% of housing in Finland and Norway is modular, while here, it's less than 4%. Here's where it gets really interesting. Trade unions are uneasy because modular approaches require less labor. That's a solid point, given the challenges.
I could get behind that idea if it pans out. Let's roll on. Next up, Cuomo faced fierce criticism in the Democratic mayoral debate.
What's the buzz? In the first Democratic primary debate, former Governor Cuomo faced harsh critiques. Rivals like Zohran Mamdani, he's the assembly member for Queens, accused him of corruption. Pretty intense, right?
Yeah, that's a curveball. You'd think these allegations would drop his poll numbers, but he's leading with 35%. Surprising, don't you think?
Totally get where you're coming from. It shows how public perception doesn't always match political realities. Let's keep this going. Here's where we go next.
All right, next up, Amtrak announced plans for their first one-seat train service from Long Island to Washington, D.C., set for 2030. This means no more changing trains at Penn Station.
Let's shed some light on this. It sounds transformative, with seamless commuting for Long Islanders. But will enough people hop on this train, given it's like 5 years away? That's something to chew on, huh?
Yeah, let's shift over to the next topic. What's coming up next? Mayor Adams is capping e-bike speeds at 15 miles per hour for safety, aligning with European standards.
Real talk, safety's crucial, and it's smart to think about delivery worker conditions. Yet critics fear these caps might hit workers' livelihoods. Can you believe that's even a thing?
That's a story worth telling. Safety versus livelihood, a tricky balance. Should we question how this will play out? Here's where we go next.
Last up, Mayor Adams is enforcing that 15 miles per hour speed limit on e-bikes and scooters, tying into the bigger picture of urban safety. But will this change the delivery game? That's close to the heart of it.
Yeah, deliveries might face hiccups, but safer streets are a bonus. Let's wrap that up with a bow. Thanks for tuning in to Laid Back Local. That's all from New York, New York.
Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.